the city. I've done everything that I can. This situation is crazy. You know, it's something that I don't think can be fixed. So, thanks.
Welcome to Season 4, Episode 4 of the Volume Shooters Podcast, brought to you as always by TKS Capital. This is an emergency episode, Mitch.
Oh, my gosh. It's
changed again.
I mean, sometimes I make jokes and I say like, oh, you know, stand the fan, stop me. I promise you, today was a regular Wednesday. And only the NBA at 4 o'clock on a regular Wednesday, all of a sudden, my phone starts absolutely blowing up. I got about 35 phone calls. People want my take. What's going on, Mitch? And like, honestly, it was happening so fast. The tweets start coming. It might happen. Something might happen. Then the trade starts unfolding. And at first, all you get from Woj and Shams is like, Harden's going to the Nets. Then you get, but who is it? And I'm praying, let it be Kyrie. Let it be, please, let them take Kyrie. But they didn't take Kyrie. No. So then it's like, LeVert's involved. Oh, come on. I love LeVert. And then it's like, Jared Allen's involved. And 8 draft picks are involved. But wait, Oladipo's involved. Like, the Nets getting Oladipo? How's Oladipo involved? Anyway, let's play this for you. Because this news broke, like I said, I was at work on a Wednesday. The ESPN chevro were at work on a
NFL Live.
The ESPN grouping was on NFL Live when this broke. Playoffs. Here we go.
Following this breaking news, James Harden shipped away from Houston. Now will be joining the Brooklyn Nets. This reported by Adrian Wojnarowski and Ramona Shelburne. And now Adrian Wojnarowski joining us here on NFL Live to give you all the details on this. So Woj, lay it out for us. What do we know about how this happened and how we got to this point?
So they're doing an NFL Live show about the NFL postseason, and ESPN's got to break into coverage of the NBA.
It's almost like there's an impeachment going on.
It's wild. Okay, so let's slow.
Mitch, what the heck is going on?
Let's slow
everything. The last 48 hours have been the craziest Brooklyn Nets hour. This has got to be it.
Let's slow everything.
How long have you been a fan?
Let's slow everything down.
How long have you been a fan?
30 years? 35 years.
The last 2 days have been the craziest 2 days you've ever had.
I keep saying that, but like, yes, This is it. First Kyrie and Kevin Durant, that's crazy, but like,
Kyrie's Twitter alone was enough of a story. We could do a pod last night on this.
Hold on, I want to slow everything down. I've been trying to get you over here. You're very busy, very, very busy, man.
I got work to do.
I'm happy you're here now. I wanted to do a whole podcast on Kyrie Irving. I didn't want to talk about James Harden. In fact, what's going to come out here is I think that still tonight, Kyrie Irving is a bigger story than James Harden. But hold on. Let's slow it down. The first clip that I played you to kick off this show is James Harden's press conference where he basically sits down and says, I've given the city everything. It's not working. It's done. I'm moving on. And he said that last night at like 9 o'clock. Yeah. This morning, it's very clear that things are getting weird there and something's going to have to give. And what happens? Like, no, it's pretty quiet all day, right? And then 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, like I said, people are like, okay, this is going to happen today. It looks like Philadelphia's in the mix. It looks like Brooklyn's in the mix. Who's giving what? What's the story? And then, boom, he's going. And then from 4 o'clock on, it becomes bananas. There's Twitter. You need to just literally take a break. Twitter is made for days like today. Yeah. First of all, you got
It's the best.
You got the serious stuff. You got your Stephen A's. You got this. You got that. Then you got all the memes coming out. So Kyrie, I don't even know where to start. I got so much to say.
Let's say what the trade is.
All right.
Let's start there. You can't even breathe. You're under mental.
Yeah. All right. It's a 4-team deal, which is unbelievable in itself. You love a 4-team deal, right?
How does this come together so fast? So the all-nighters, these guys blowing all-nighters? The busy season? What's going on there?
The framework between the Nets and the Rockets, obviously.
They've been flirting for months.
They've been discussing this, Jared Allen. I will say that Spencer Dinwiddie at one point was involved, and I'm glad that he's not. And the reason he's not is, unfortunately, he tore his ACL, but it means long-term we're going to have Dinwiddie still.
Can I tell you what I think happened?
Yeah.
I think last night after the press conference, like you said, the Rockets said, this is ridiculous. They got into a team meeting, they discussed it with the new GM, and they said, we cannot continue like this.
The owner.
Tillman. Why has to completely separate himself from the rest of the locker room?
Tillman Fertitta, the owner, makes a phone call. He says,
Enough.
Get rid of him.
It's ridiculous.
Get rid of him.
The other players, like DeMarcus Cousins, John Wall, they all said, like, this is disrespectful. He, by the way, Harden said that he's given everything he can. He ruined the whole relationship.
It's his city.
Last night, the Rockets.
Hold on. Just let me throw in there. Boogie Cousins had a phenomenal line. You saw that? They asked Boogie Cousins what he thinks about the fact that James Harden doesn't want to play with him, and does he feel duped in coming to Houston? He said, honestly, the appeal for me coming to Houston was to play with John Wall.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't care about Harden.
Harden was going to be there. So last night, they get on the phone, they call the Nets and the Sixers and everyone, they say, this is it.
Right.
We're doing this trade.
Right.
Now, the Nets and Sixers know this has been on the table for months, right? They know they can give
Nets
it up.
Nets and Rockets.
No, the Nets and the Sixers. And both those teams could have made the best possible for the trade today. It's happening.
Right.
The Nets obviously never put four first-round picks on the table until today. And we have to discuss now if the Nets decided that, like, the plan that they had in place 2 months ago is dead because of whatever Kyrie Irving is doing. And it's just, that's it. We're going all in. The best player in the league. We're getting him.
I need to talk about Kyrie Irving. So I'm not sure what
order. It's so intertwined. You have to.
I'm not sure what order this podcast is. But
we're just going to let it go. Whatever happens.
You asked me what the deal was. The Nets get James Harden. And all they get is James Harden. They get one second round pick from the Cavs.
That's it.
And a second round pick from the Cavs. That's it.
James Harden. Just to remind you who he is.
All right.
Just before we
tell the people.
Before people get upset about James Harden coming to the Nets.
Tell the people.
James Harden has finished in the last five seasons in the MVP race, which means he's the best player in the league. MVP is the best.
Right.
First, second, third, second, and second, which means he's been the top three player for the last 5 years. I've been on this pod multiple times saying I think he's the most unstoppable offensive force we've ever seen. James Harden led the league in scoring for the last three seasons.
Yep.
He is the best offensive player in the league one-on-one. Now, this is a different story. So that's what you got. You got the best offensive player in the league. What'd you give up?
It's very interesting you said one-on-one.
He's fat, by the way. He looks like he ate James Harden.
the best offensive player in the league one-on-one to me is Kyrie Irving. The best offensive player, period, is Kevin Durant.
Maybe.
And the best scorer, because
in the sport.
Because offense is not just scoring. Durant does a lot of other things. He can distribute. He
can
draw a double. Yes.
Harden's a better passer than Durant.
Okay. Anyway, Nets get Harden and a second round pick. Okay. Then it gets weird. The Rockets get Victor Oladipo by flipping LeVert from the Nets.
Yeah, we're talking about
that. Right? So the Rockets get Oladipo, Dante Exum, and Kurucs from the Nets.
Kurucs, your boy.
The Rockets get three unprotected first-round draft picks from the Nets. 22, 24, and 26.
Oh, my God.
And they get the swaps, because they can't trade consecutive years, in 21, 23, 25, and 27. They also get
seven picks in that game.
Eight, because they also get Cleveland's 2022 first-round pick via the Milwaukee Bucks.
Right, but the Nets gave up seven picks.
No, I think the Nets gave that up.
The Nets had the pick? I'm not sure.
Okay, so they get set, right.
Seven picks.
The Pacers, the Pacers get Caris LeVert, like we said, for Oladipo, and a second-round pick from the Rockets. And the Cavaliers did the strangest thing of all.
Yeah.
They got Jared Allen essentially they got him for free.
He's good.
I guess. And they took on Torian Prince's they took on Torian Prince's awful contract.
I want to cover all four teams, but let's start with the Nets. This is obviously the main story.
Okay. Can you let me speak on Kyrie Irving right now?
Well,
we're talking about the Nets.
Yes, but how does it work with the trade? So meaning like we can't even assess the trade, right?
Right.
Okay, tell me
so
why.
I come away, people saying, oh, I say, I'm in a pod, listen to my pod, and they say, no, but give me 2 seconds. I say, you can't. They say, tell me.
Don't get content for free, man.
They tell me, I can't get
this capital base.
I can't get this content for free.
Yes.
So people say, yeah, but give me your 2 minutes. And I say, my 2 minutes on this trade have nothing to do with James Harden. It has everything to do with Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving, I wanted to do a whole podcast on this. I want to get people up to speed that don't know. Kyrie Irving had everything going very, very well. He was averaging about 30 points a game. The Nets looked great when Kyrie and Kevin Durant were on the floor together. Now, mind you, Kyrie's from West Orange, New Jersey. Kyrie claims he grew up a Nets fan.
Yeah.
Kyrie says that he never chose to go to Cleveland. He never chose to go to Boston. He was drafted by Cleveland, traded to Boston. Kyrie said he was coming home to play on the Nets. Kyrie also said he wanted to play with his friend, Kevin Durant. He called up Kevin Durant and got Kevin Durant to come to the Nets. That's why I want to stop it here. Nobody should bring into this analysis, the Nets never should have gotten Kyrie. They should have just gotten Kevin Durant. That wasn't on the table. These two guys were a package deal. Kyrie Irving's lunacy was what you had to swallow to get Durant. Make no mistake about
it. Every organization thinks that they can turn Kyrie into the right guy.
But make no mistake about it. The Nets would never, ever have taken Kyrie Irving by himself. They would not have. If it was get rid of D'Angelo Russell.
Of course not.
They took him because they thought they were getting Durant, and they got Durant, and they have Durant.
Let's just say something. Kyrie Irving playing basketball has never changed.
Right.
His basketball ability when he's on the court
is unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unmatched.
Yes.
Keep going.
Yeah. So anyway, so the Nets bring Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant in. Kyrie Irving is now thrilled. He's on his hometown team, playing with his friend.
Anything you want.
Full control of the organization.
$40 million.
Gets Kenny Atkinson fired.
Yeah.
according to most sources, liked Steve Nash, was happy for the Nets to hire Steve Nash. Kevin Durant liked Steve Nash. Everyone was happy. Kumbaya, the best news of this early part of the season of the Nets, Kevin Durant, you know me, I'm Kevin Durant. He looked like an MVP. One day out of nowhere, Kevin Durant is exposed to COVID, so he needs to sit for a few games. No big deal. Kyrie plays that night, plays very well. The Nets win. They're about to get ready for their next game, and a complete late scratch from the lineup, Kyrie Irving emerges. He's out for personal reasons.
Well, wasn't it the day of the Capitol?
It was the day after.
Right.
Okay, fine.
We assume that that's what it was related to.
People ask Steve Nash, what is going on with Kyrie? And Steve Nash says, I don't blame him. I mean, he's just trying to sort of be honest. He says, I honestly do not know. I texted Kyrie. He didn't text me back. So Kyrie did not let his coach know, okay? His teammates seemed to not know. They went on to play, win one, lose one, win one, lose one. Meantime,
what did you think at that time?
I thought Kyrie's pulling a Kyrie. I thought that last season, Kyrie was a complete and utter liar. There wasn't really anything wrong with him. He disappeared mysteriously. Kyrie Irving never wanted to play without Kevin Durant. He was being a giant baby. And because Durant was out for a few games with COVID, right, Kyrie was going to sit too.
So far, on a four-year, $140 million contract, last year...
Out of 80-something games, he's played in 20.
He got 40 yeah. million last year
right.
and quit middle of the season.
Right.
And this year, with Durant back and healthy,
yeah.
he played 7 games and left.
Right. So...
$40 million a year.
So the Nets play that night at home, and Kyrie sits for personal reasons against the Sixers. The Nets beat the Sixers, which is interesting, because the Sixers were 7-1. Nets looked good without KD, without Kyrie, without Dinwiddie. Things were still feeling okay. Then word breaks late that night, because the Nets are flying out to Memphis. Kyrie's not getting on the flight. He's not going to be there. Now it's 2 games. So you're thinking, okay, this is concerning. We still have not... Now, Kyrie would come on Instagram Live. Kyrie would come on Twitter. Kyrie would come anywhere and tell us why he's sitting. People start saying, Kyrie's an activist. It's because of the Capitol riots. He's distressed.
He was Kyrie, very upset when Kobe died, remember?
That's right.
He didn't want to play after
that's
Kobe.
Right. He didn't.
Play after what? There was something else.
He didn't play.
After the BLM.
Yeah.
There was a lot of stuff going on last year when he was an activist. He was very distressed. He thinks things very personal. He's a very smart person.
Right.
Things bother him.
Yeah.
I thought this Capitol thing really was going to be a couple days back.
Okay.
Or maybe he had COVID.
Yeah. So Kyrie.
Did he have COVID already?
I don't know. Kevin Durant did. I don't know about Kyrie. But Kyrie did not go on Twitter. He did not go on Instagram. He did not put out a statement through the organization. Okay. He did not even communicate with the organization. He would not even return text messages. No one knew where Kyrie was. So he misses the Sixer game. He misses Memphis. They're playing OKC on Sunday. And guess what's going to happen on Sunday? Kevin Durant's back from COVID. That is where I say Kyrie's coming back. That's his normal move. He's coming back. They're coming back home. Durant's gone. He got his 2 days off. Great. All of a sudden, comes out that Kyrie is not coming back on Sunday. Now we're in some trouble. Kevin Durant plays. They lose to a bad Oklahoma City team. No one has still spoken with Kyrie. And then at midnight on Monday night, after he missed Sunday's game and was declared out for Tuesday, a video starts circulating of him not wearing a mask at a 50-person birthday party for his sister's 30th birthday. Now Kyrie is like, where's Carmen Sandiego? He's popping up everywhere. People see him.
And now he broke the rules. Now he's going to have to go into the NBA's 10-day whatever.
And they're going
to
fine him $500,000 a game that he misses when he's in the COVID protocol. But guess what Kyrie still hasn't done? He still hasn't told us why he's not playing. Nobody knows.
And last night he was on.
Last night, Kyrie will miss his 5th game. And then tonight, or his 4th game, and tonight will be his 5th game because they're crushing the Knicks tonight. And it's 7:30 tip-off at 7:26. There's a bunch of people on a Zoom meeting.
Unbelievable.
And Kyrie Irving, a little square with Kyrie Irving, they're tipping at 7:26. Kyrie's little square lights up that he's on a fundraising Zoom call for a candidate for the district attorney in Manhattan office. Again, where's Carmen Sandiego? People are on Twitter. I see Kyrie. You know who doesn't see Kyrie? The Nets.
So first, I want to let you go, but let me just say something. The Nets are coming off. This is as bad a player empowerment as ever gotten. Player empowerment has taken over the league. It's become a player's league for the last 5 years, 6 years, 10 years, whatever it is. Since LeBron went to the Heat. This is the worst case of it we've ever had, where the franchise, who pays your salary, does not have an opinion on if you show up to work or not.
This is as bad as it gets. They can't fine him. They can't discipline him. And they can't even beg him, hey, Kyrie, today's a work day. Can you please come to work? If you and I did not go to work, we would not be paid or we'd be fired.
So you...
And it's gotten... It's, this is the worst the NBA has ever had.
You are correct.
It's the worst it's ever been.
Kyrie, as only Kyrie can, has gone and taken the player empowerment movement, which you already didn't like.
I hate it.
You hate it.
It's too much.
It wasn't ever nearly this bad. What Kyrie has done to the Nets right now is he's put them in the corner. Yeah. And the Nets have no way out.
Well, maybe...
Hold on. They cannot trade him because nobody will take a guy that doesn't want to play basketball. He's already in the happiest place he can be, and he's not playing basketball. Okay? They can't trade him. They can't cut him because his salary would still count against their cap. They lose the money in the guarantees. They also wouldn't be able to sign other players.
They can sue him for breach of contract. They can fine his ass every single game $500,000.
What they can do is they can go on their hands and knees and beg Kyrie Irving to retire so they can recoup his salary. That's basically what their option is.
But he, you know, if they do that, you know what he's going to do? He'll go on social media and he'll say, the Nets are forcing me to retire. I want to play basketball. I had a very personal thing in my family. I got COVID. I wasn't feeling well. They didn't care about me. I had to go through tests. That's the Nets have... Kyrie, right, he's put them in the corner. They have nothing to do. And this is really, really... telling for the rest of the organizations, because any other player in the league can do this. They haven't fined him. He's gotten paid, right?
Well, correct.
Nothing has happened.
Because the team can't do anything bad to him, God forbid. Otherwise, he'll get really angry at the team.
Screw him.
Yeah.
They just traded for James Harden.
Yeah.
Send him to the bench.
So here's where we are with Kyrie. He doesn't want to play basketball. He also wants to keep getting paid, even though he doesn't show up to work.
I don't
want
to go to work either.
Which is super nice.
I love to get paid.
That's great. That's great for Kyrie. How can the Nets trust that if Kyrie Irving magically shows up next week, that he won't just decide in the second round of the playoffs that, again, he's not in the mood? This guy, like, we need to find a way to move on from him. Now, I'm seeing a lot of bad analysis out there. I'm seeing a lot of bad Twitter. I know this is going to shock you, Stan, but I'm seeing a lot of bad takes on Twitter.
Oh, social media is off? Yeah. That's
what did that guy say? I'm a man. I'm 40.
Twitter?
I'm sitting in my basement. Yeah. So why are the takes on Twitter bad? They're saying, why don't the Nets trade Kyrie? Are you guys out of your mind? What team? The Charlotte Hornets wouldn't trade for Kyrie right now. He's not going to come to play. Yeah. He took his ball and he went home. You ever played with a guy who was getting...
See, this is the thing, though. No one in social media, except for Stephen A. this morning, finally, this has been going on for a week. You just described the timeline. Not one person has made a comment ripping Kyrie Irving. People are afraid to say, Kyrie is not showing up to work. Something wrong with the guy. They're all tiptoeing around this. I don't really know why.
Like, Kyrie wants to be an activist, that's fine. But then you're not a basketball player anymore.
No.
Then give your money back and let us spend it on somebody who wants to play. You're not a basketball player.
You know what? And no one would give a crap about his activist work if he's not a basketball player. His popularity with kids and with his skills on the court lead him to be an activist.
My son wears Kyrie sneakers.
He's not a basketball player.
He's not a basketball player.
This is the weirdest story we've had since the Kawhi thing with Uncle Dennis.
It is.
3 years ago.
It is. He's the only person I could compare to Kyrie to is Kawhi. The only difference between Kyrie and Kawhi.
Probably he's faked an injury.
The only difference between Kyrie and Kawhi is Kawhi actually seems to like playing basketball. Kyrie Irving doesn't. Like, Kawhi's weird, and he has strange things that he wants, but he actually
seems... He also went AWOL for a bunch of weeks.
Because he was unhappy with where he was. Kyrie's happy with where he is.
You're not going to have a better basketball situation.
You know who I feel bad for? Kevin Durant. Because Kyrie convinced Durant to come to Brooklyn and play with him and then walked out on the guy.
I mean, at what point is Kevin Durant going to have to say something about this? When is he going to open his mouth and say,
this
is ridiculous?
I saw a tweet before the Knicks game tonight. Kyrie is prepared to sit out for a season if need be. If need be, what?
What's bothering him?
What does Kyrie want?
Tell us. So you told me today he should retire.
He should.
Enough of this.
So Kyrie went to a birthday party and he was smiling and he was dancing like a real cornball. He was just like smiling, cheesing, doing his thing.
Right? Did you not think that was going to get publicized?
He looks very happy.
He's an idiot.
He looks happy. I'm so confused. Is he going? So people are saying, well, he's with his family. He's going through something. The best thing to do is be with your family. And then he's on a Zoom call. I don't have a problem with anything other than his communication here. He owes the Nets a timeline. You know, I need a week off.
Mitch, he hasn't played in a year and a half. What does he need a week off for?
You know that Kevin Durant.
He's tired. He's not injured. He's not tired. He doesn't want to play.
You know how old Kyrie is?
30?
28. He's a young man. Kevin Durant is coming off a torn Achilles. Tonight is a back-to-back. The Nets have 9 guys available because of this trade. Kevin Durant's out there. Kevin Durant wants to play.
I don't know what to do with this anymore.
After Kobe died, LeBron James, who spoke to Kobe the night before and is one of the greatest players of all time, maybe the greatest. He played. Kyrie didn't play.
Right. Listen, I'm not one to judge someone with this stuff, but you can't. He can't have a mental illness.
Stephen A.
He has a mental illness, I think.
I agree.
I don't want to say that. It's not nice.
I agree.
But something is off for the guy. He needs to be on medication. He needs to see a psychologist. Something has to change. Because obviously he can't stay in a stable work situation for more than 2 weeks at a time without panicking and leaving.
Okay, so let's segue.
And the Nets are screwed.
Let's dovetail this into the Harden discussion.
Yes, right? That's what I was saying. So they called the Nets back because they were trading Harden today.
Right.
The Nets have to get together and meet about this because now they have one superstar.
Fan of the show, Dr. David, called me on the way home and he said to me, do you think this trade was driven by the Rockets needing to unload Harden or the Nets panicking about Kyrie?
Yeah.
And I said, both. They met midway. Right. Sean Marks woke up this morning and said, I cannot waste the prime years of KD's life and I need KD to re-sign. I need KD to be here till he retires. I got to do something. Kyrie is absolutely throwing a monkey
wrench. And then his phone rang and the Rockets called.
And the Rockets were like, we got to get rid of this guy. This guy he's done.
The Nets gave up a lot.
Man. Oh, yeah.
They gave up a lot.
They gave up the Billy King, KG.
This is it. This is worse than that.
It's worse.
Drew Holiday was three picks and two swaps. Paul George was three picks and two swaps. This is three picks and four swaps.
It's worse, but it's better. KG and Paul Pierce, you know this, better than anybody.
They're old guys.
We're washed. And Jason Terry. They were at the tail of the group.
The Nets didn't have Kevin Durant.
James Harden is 31 years old. There's no reason that James Harden doesn't have enough five NBA.
Yeah, he's led the league in scoring for the last three seasons.
Right.
That's all you have to say. The Nets, in my opinion, have the two best offensive players in the league on their team now.
Yeah.
I mean, you could argue Giannis is the best player. You could argue LeBron's the best player. Curry, the two best offensive players in the league on the same team right now. And I don't know how that works.
But all right, so let me ask you two. I'm going to ask you two questions. Answer them both. Okay? The first question is, if Kyrie plays, and it's Kyrie, Harden, Durant, Joe Harris, and DeAndre Jordan, who looks like he has a little bit of life left, or whatever the case is, that's option number one. Option number two, Kyrie does not play, and it's literally a team based around Harden and KD.
Yeah.
What is the ceiling for each of those teams?
So the question is...
No, I'm asking the ceiling.
Was on the way home from work, I was listening to a podcast. Chris Herring, who was 538, was on a pod, and he said that they re-ran the models in 538 of the Nets' chance to win the championship. Before the trade, assuming Kyrie plays, they had a 2% chance to win the title. The Lakers had like 17. So that's pretty low. After the trade, they put Harden onto the model, and they said the Nets had the 16% chance to win the championship, which is a huge, huge jump.
That's with Kyrie.
With Kyrie and Harden and Durant. That's they're second to the Lakers now. So to answer your question, if they have all three guys, and they can figure out how to make the offense work, and again, I believe in Mike D'Antoni, I always have, they can win the title this year. And if you
why would you favor Anthony Davis and LeBron over Kyrie, Harden, and Durant?
And then LeBron's a different level.
Yeah, but Durant... Yeah. The last time we saw Durant...
I'm going to get to it. But the problem is the Nets don't have any defense now. This is what you have to be worried about. You're going to score 125 points a game, and you might not be able to stop anyone. Because Jared Allen...
Was a rim protector.
Was a really good defender.
Yeah.
And Caris LeVert, when he tried, was an athletic defender. Durant can be very good on defense, but Harden has not played defense in years. Kyrie, it depends if he's even
so
playing.
So the Nets have Nick Claxton, who, like, nobody outside of me is going to know who that is, but he looks a lot like Jared Allen.
If Kyrie doesn't play again for the rest of the year.
By the way, the Nets also have three roster spots and a mid-level exception and an injured player exception. So
they have one center on the roster.
Right now there's nobody, but there will be there's always a buyout market.
Yeah, of course.
Kevin Love can get bought out. I don't know, right?
I've always been of this opinion, Mitch, that if you can get the superstar, you do it.
Right.
I don't care what you have to give up. Anthony Davis trade, when we talked about this a year ago, was a huge hole. Right. Lakers won the title.
Yeah.
It works.
Yeah.
You got to get the best players together on the same team and build super teams. This is the best. Harden Durant is like Curry and Durant, right?
Yeah.
And Thompson could be like the Kyrie of this. So it's not that far away from the Warriors as far as absolute elite level talent. You can't argue it. You can't guard anyone, but I don't know if you have to. Do you have to guard anyone in the NBA these days? Nobody guards anyone.
No.
The Lakers are the title last year because of defense. But if you get to the finals, you'll do worry about it then.
Also, there's something about defense as far as a thing that could get you to a certain level, but the Warriors won a title on their offense, I think, right? Am I wrong?
Once they got Durant, yes, for sure. I mean, Draymond Green was a great defender, but yes, agreed. Listen to me.
So that's the X factor. Draymond Green is that type of guy. The Nets need a Draymond.
Jared Allen was that kind of guy.
DeAndre Jordan is washed.
Doesn't have the athleticism anymore. Listen, I can't, if before the season started, you asked me the three players that are harder to deal with and temperamental and their day-to-day behavior is more erratic, I would have given you Kyrie, Harden, and Durant as those three guys. Now, Durant seems to be behaving now, but I don't, listen, I don't envy Steve Nash. This is not a job that's easy to do, and you have to change your entire franchise now with Harden on the team. This is not an easy transition in the middle of the season. Listen, you make the trade because you got one of the best players in the league. Harden has to, first of all, has to lose 20 pounds. He has to get in shape. He has to be motivated, and he has to change his style. Man, the guy's been playing basketball a certain way for 7 years in Houston. They built the entire team. How many games did we watch where Harden just dribble, shoot a three? He hasn't played basketball the right way in such a long time. It's a huge change for Harden, too. I don't know. There's so much uncertainty, and the problem is we can't even assess the trade because we don't know what Kyrie's situation is. Kyrie's not there. What team do they have?
I don't know.
Who's their point guard? Harden's their point guard? Harden's a great passer.
They got Chris Chioza. I mean, they have some role players.
Tell me who has an NBA experience in this team right now. How many players in this team have NBA experience? Kyrie Harden, Durant, Joe Harris, DeAndre Jordan. Who else? Who else is a proven NBA?
Well, they got rid of Torian Prince.
Landry Shamet.
Landry Shamet.
Jeff Green.
Landry Shamet's making.
There's 8 or 9 professional NBA players here. You have one, as far as I know, you have one viable big man. That's DeAndre Jordan, who's in his mid-30s. You need another center, and you can win the title this year. And that's at the end of the day. The end of the day, though, in 3 years from now, you agree with me that in 3 years from this trade is going to be. We're going to look at this trade and say, oh my God.
I mean,
probably. If you win a title, it doesn't matter.
I don't believe that Kyrie Irving is ever going to play basketball again. I think Kyrie Irving, if Vegas has odds right now, right? And like some of the odds are like he comes back in a month, he sits out a season, he retires. They all have like 14 to 18% chance of happening. The highest one is retirement.
He's going to walk away from $100+ million. Mitch, $100+ million. He can't get that money back. It's not something you can just replace. You don't. You can't find that job somewhere else. He's not going to become a CEO of some company tomorrow. As smart as he is, he can't walk away from.
So money, he's already set from Nike, from this, from that. I don't know. Retire. Obviously, money doesn't drive him because he's going to get fined like $500,000.
He hasn't been. He's not going to get fined. I don't know what's going to happen there. I can't even assess the trade until something happens with him. I'll tell you one thing. You're the capital of basketball right now, Mitch. Brooklyn is the capital of the NBA.
I mean, it's crazy. If you would have told me 5 years ago, 7 years ago, Sean Marks came here, okay? It was after the Paul Pierce KG trade. The Nets had no draft picks, no assets, nothing. They weren't in Brooklyn. I mean, they were in Brooklyn. They were just coming to Brooklyn. They were moving to Brooklyn, right? And then you fast forward a few years later, they had 3 of the top 10 players in the game. How did that happen? How does your team ever get 3 of the top 10 players in the game? Can you compare this 3 of Kyrie, Harden, and KD in historical perspective to the big 3 of the Warriors with KD, Steph, and Klay, or Bosh, Wade, and LeBron?
That's what it is. That's the level.
No, it's better. It's more talented than anything we've ever seen on one team.
Yeah.
It's also crazier. It's also crazy.
It's the craziest guys you can put together. Durant's behaving. I will say, everybody's saying there's only one ball. How are they going to share the ball?
Yeah, what do you think?
I'm not so worried about it, personally, because I feel like Kevin Durant might be the most unselfish superstar there is. He doesn't have to touch the ball. He just could run off curls and picks and screens and just shoot 18-footers and threes and knock them out all down.
Let me tell you something.
He doesn't need the ball in his hands.
Kevin Durant, as a fan, watching Kevin Durant play basketball is one of the most amazing things. Oh my goodness. Nobody plays like this guy.
And Harden, I believe Harden's a good passer. I believe he has creativity and he's a great distributor. He just has to be able to not dribble for 20 seconds. And
by the way,
Nash can convince him.
1 second.
Sorry, D'Antoni at the sign.
Oh, D'Antoni! Something I hadn't thought of.
This is former coach. Last year, D'Antoni didn't like Harden, I thought. No, no, no. I have no idea what to
do. Harden didn't like Russell Westbrook. Harden didn't like Chris Paul.
Right.
Harden didn't
problems
like.
With everybody.
Harden's had problems with everybody.
Yeah.
I'm saying the Nets should trade Kyrie to Washington for Ross and bring the band back together. Let's get the Thunder back.
Yeah, and let me just say another thing in defense of James Harden. To say that James Harden never won anything, he didn't win a title. He's been bad in the playoffs. His team won 67 games 3 years in a row with D'Antoni as the coach. If they didn't miss 27 straight three pointers,
they would have
won a championship. But they would have beaten that Cavaliers team in 2018. I can't be of the opinion that Harden's never proved himself. I'm not buying it. He's too good for that.
Here's what I want to know. I don't believe Kyrie's playing. I've said that 10 times now. What can James Harden and Kevin Durant alone do with Joe Harris? What can they do?
I'm imagining right now in my head what Kyrie must have been like getting this net news.
He doesn't like it.
The Nets didn't communicate with him, right? There's no way they called him today to say, hey, we're trading James Harden. It did not happen.
When I spoke to you earlier today, you said, what do you think happened when the Nets told Kyrie about this? And I said, The Nets don't know what Kyrie had for dinner tonight. They've been trying to reach the guy. He's off the grid.
So we're agreeing 100% the Nets talked to Durant about this trade, right?
Oh, absolutely. 100%. Absolutely.
And Durant probably thought to himself, did you talk to Kai? And I don't know. What does Durant think? Is Durant done with Irving? Because
I believe that Kevin Durant has reached out to Kyrie Irving through text, through phone. He hasn't responded to him. Called him, and Kyrie doesn't take his calls. So he texts him, Kyrie, are you okay?
Where are you?
And then Kyrie writes back, I'm fine. I'll see you soon. And like, doesn't give him any more.
And it's a week later.
Right. So then he's like, he doesn't want to push
him.
He doesn't want to push him. Like, are you playing? But like, clearly he's like, where is this guy? But everyone's walking on tightrope because they don't want to offend Kyrie.
Listen, man, if I left work for a week for personal reasons and I came back and they replaced me, I would be like, what the hell just happened? They found a better version of you when you were gone for 6 days.
My idea.
This is the craziest season that we've ever had.
My idea of Kyrie getting angry is that Kyrie does something ridiculous. And then you react in a certain way. And then Kyrie uses your reaction against you. So the Nets outsmarted him. He did something ridiculous. And the Nets said, you know what, Kyrie? We'll roll over. You can walk all over us. Then it's going on for a week. Kyrie's like, I didn't get the reaction I wanted. They didn't come out against me. Now he's like digging. He doesn't know what he's supposed to do. So he's on Zoom calls. Kyrie's looking for attention. Now
they just traded for James Harden.
You're gonna see the reports come out that Kyrie is very displeased.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That the Nets traded for James Harden.
Too bad.
He didn't want the ball handler.
Too
whatever.
Freaking bad. Can the Nets trade Kyrie Irving today?
No, they can.
Anything.
They can.
Can they trade him for anything?
They can.
Can they trade him to Atlanta for Bogdanovich and John Collins?
I would, but they can't.
Because now you just need role players around these two guys.
Because Atlanta doesn't think Kyrie Irving's going to show up to the gym. Kyrie's on the books to make $40 million a year.
I got
to
say, Kyrie Irving had a great situation playing with LeBron James for years. He wanted to be the number one in the NBA.
How many years was that? Because he's only 28.
He was the first pick in 2011. LeBron came back in 2015. So he played with him for three seasons. They won a championship, went to the finals all 3 years,
right,
and won one championship.
Right.
Then he was traded to the Celtics. He became the man on the Celtics.
Right.
Everything he wanted. He wanted to be the number one man with Brad Stevens, great coach. Got it. Was miserable a year later. Got to pick his new franchise. He signed with the Nets. I want to go to Brooklyn. Your choice. Your coach. And he's still not happy. There is no way to make this guy happy, and it's gone too far.
Why did James Harden, of all places, want to come to? Why do, like, I'm finding this confusing as a lifelong Nets fan. Why do
Harden want to play with a good team? That's all. He wants to be on a championship.
Did he want to come to Brooklyn or did he want to play with Durant? Like, what is the appeal here?
He
doesn't like to. No, he put Brooklyn on top of his list. He certainly doesn't want to play for D'Antoni again. That's not it. He probably doesn't like Kyrie very much. Is it Joe Harris?
I mean,
what do people like about Brooklyn?
New York City.
It's a great
offensive team.
Go to the Knicks.
Can't trade anything.
By the way, pour one out for the Knicks.
Yeah, just get it.
Nobody even.
They had a good week. It was so exciting. The Knicks, fans
the
so
Knicks
sad.
Are not a relevant NBA franchise. Like
it's unbelievable.
Kevin Durant,
unbelievable.
Kyrie Irving,
the top 10
Harden,
players in the
they're all coming to this city, but they're not coming to the Knicks.
Crazy. Let's talk about the Rockets.
Crazy.
Because I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
If you're the Houston Rockets,
right,
you have choice A or choice B.
Yep.
Choice A is Victor Oladipo and did they get anybody else? Any players? Victor Oladipo.
Christian Wood.
No. This trade.
No. I read you what it was.
Four first round picks and three pick swaps.
Right.
Or Ben Simmons. Which would you rather have?
So they wanted Ben Simmons, Tyrese Maxey, the draft pick who looks good.
Let's assume,
they wanted the whole house.
Let's assume Philly would have done Simmons for Harden.
They got Dante Exum and Rodion's Kurid.
If you're on the Rockets, would you rather have Victor Oladipo and a million draft picks or Ben Simmons?
Ben Simmons.
Agreed. So what happened here?
They want the million draft picks. I mean, they feel like they're going to need to rebuild.
You don't agree with it.
Yeah.
I don't agree with it either.
They think, here's what they think. They think the million draft picks will be good for the future, and they think they'll be pretty decent in the present. They think that Boogie Cousins, John Wall, Christian Wood, and Victor Oladipo could be a 5 seed.
To me,
that's what they think.
To me, a million draft picks is only worth it if you pick number one, and if you pick number one, you pick Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons was the number one pick in the draft 4 years ago.
So the Nets gave up.
So you got a guy on a 4-year contract who's the number one pick in the draft you can build around versus future potential assets that might be a top 10 pick. That makes any sense to me.
The Nets gave up a million draft picks. And they're not worried about it because
right,
they think like you.
They wanted a Ben Simmons. They wanted James Harden.
I want to tell you something.
John Wall and Ben Simmons wouldn't have worked.
I'll tell you
that's
something.
The only thing I can think of.
Before you came here tonight, I was watching the Nets play the Knicks. The Knicks, you've discussed this on this podcast. The Knicks are playing RJ Barrett out there. Just to illustrate to you the uselessness of draft picks, the Knicks were terrible. And Ja Morant is phenomenal.
Yeah,
and Zion Williams is Zion. And you could end up with R.J. Barrett.
Right.
In the meantime, in this trade, Sean Marks, massive credit. He traded up into the late first round when everyone said Caris LeVert was nothing better than the second rounder to take Caris LeVert. He had the 21st pick, which they got for Thad Young. I'm sorry. For 2 months of Thad Young, and he got Jared Allen. Mitch, these two guys.
I don't want to hear about Sean Marks anymore. I'll tell you why. He made a deal with the devil today, okay?
Oh, he absolutely
did. He is no longer a savvy GM who's working behind, you know, working he was. Up his sleeves.
He was.
Farming assets in Europe. No, he just traded for Harden, Durant and Kyrie in two summers, and he's given up the farm. So he's just like any other GM now.
With the assets that he built.
Agreed, I understand, but that's it. Now he's Rob Pelinka. It's now like, I have LeBron and AD, I gotta build around
it's him. It's like he's Billy Bean in Moneyball, but he built up a war now chest and he got A-Rod.
Now he's the Yankees.
Yeah, he's the Yankees.
So now he has to be Brian Cashman.
And you know what?
I don't want to hear about his
you know what? You're gonna laugh at this because you may not think it exists, but there are some Net fans, and they reached out to me. And there are a lot of Net fans that don't want to be the villain. They wear black also, by the way. The Nets, a classic villain team now.
They're the most hated. The blue is so beautiful.
Oh,
it's awesome.
The powder blue.
It is so awesome.
Oh, my God.
Watching Net games is the best.
The ghost of Drazen Petrovic.
It's the best.
And Kenny Anderson and Derek Coleman. But the Nets are now the villain. The Nets are the evil empire.
Oh, yeah.
The Nets are wearing black now. And they're worse than the Warriors. You know why? Steph Curry was likable. Nobody likes any of these guys. The most likable guy is Kevin Durant. Think about that. Everybody hates Harden. Everybody hates Kyrie.
I really like Steve Nash. I really do.
Yeah, he looks like a nice guy. You know what he does as a coach? He's where he never ever calls a timeout.
He gets fired.
He plays his guys a lot of minutes and he never calls a timeout.
He's weird. Just retired. Will he be fired?
Will
he be blamed for this kind of thing?
No.
I read today that Kyrie didn't want him coached.
You know when he'll be fired? He'll be fired after next season if they don't do anything. He'll get 2 years. Like, he'll get a playoff run this year. Maybe mid-next season if they're not doing as well. Listen, he'll be fired whenever Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, or James Harden want him to be fired. That's what I mean, not Kyrie Irving anymore, but...
James Harden is not the number one banana.
Let's make some predictions.
He's not the decision-maker anymore, right?
Let's make some
predictions. Right? Agreed? It's not his team. Who? It's not James Harden's team.
He's coming onto this team.
No, I'm saying this is not his team anymore.
Of course. What do you mean?
He's not in charge anymore.
James Harden?
Yes.
He was never in charge.
No, in Houston, he's been in charge for 8 years.
Oh,
he's
that's
running the organization for 8 years.
Right, yes,
he's
right.
He's been LeBron James of an organization
he's for 8 years. He's tired of it.
I'm saying now he has to be a soldier.
Right, okay.
Durant is making the decision. Okay. Durant hired Steve Nash.
I think Durant spoke to him about it.
Harden has to sacrifice now. You know what I mean? Like,
let's make some predictions. Will Kyrie Irving play again this season?
Yes, 100%.
And will he play for the Nets?
Yes, 100%. You can't trade him. You just said it yourself.
No, I'm
with you. He plays for the Nets.
I'm with you.
I think that...
I wish I had your confidence. I don't think he's playing.
If he doesn't play ever again, I don't want to hear about how great he was. You can't play for 6 years. He's played in the NBA for 9 years. He's missed probably 3 years.
Stan,
3 years with the injuries.
No one will talk about how great he was.
His basketball
talent
is zero.
Everyone will talk about how strange he was.
Strange.
That's what everyone...
This is like an Andrew Luck retired. Remember that?
So frustrating.
Completely out of the
Barry Sanders.
Andrew Luck was a 27. He just left. I mean, he was injured at least.
Calvin Johnson.
This is so strange. And I can't even react to it. I don't even know what to do. The NBA season's off to a crazy... I don't even want to talk about the whole pandemic because the whole league has been a total dream.
You want to just go through it for a couple of minutes? What's going on in the league?
Can we just talk about... There's two other teams in this trade.
Yeah.
The Pacers.
Right.
I think the Pacers did amazing.
Fantastic.
Because Oladipo was on the way out of there.
Yep.
He's a free agent coming up. He wasn't happy.
They probably upgraded.
And they replaced him with a almost even player, I guess, or close to an even player.
Yeah.
They're a good team, the Pacers.
Yeah.
And poor Detroit. I don't know what...
Cleveland.
Sorry.
Pistons and Cavs.
The other roster is the strangest roster in the history of the NBA.
They got Thon Maker. They got Andre Drummond.
Jared Allen, they have 11 centers.
Yeah.
In a league that doesn't have centers anymore.
Larry Nance Jr.
Doesn't make any sense.
No, and Sexton and Garland.
What happens to the Rockets now? Is it just now that they become the next Pelicans? They just wait and see the next Thunder, just accumulate assets?
The Rockets make a run. The Rockets are the fifth seed.
Really?
And they're an interesting team, yeah. I love John Wall. Stop. I love John Wall. You know I love John Wall. I love John Wall.
John Wall
looks good. John Wall looks good. Cousins is doing okay. He's getting ejected. He's doing his thing. And Christian Wood is a good player. Daniel House can make some threes. Kristaps.
What do you expect the Nets to do this year?
Kristaps Porzingis came back tonight. The West is loaded again. I mean, you know, Luka's doing Luka things.
What do you expect the Nets to? What's the ceiling?
I don't know. I'm going to stop saying
prediction. Just make a prediction.
Prediction is that Kyrie Irving doesn't play this season. I don't know if he'll play next season, but he just basically doesn't come back. And that Harden and Durant lead the Nets to somewhere around 50 wins. They become like a four seed. They win in the first round, and then I don't know. They're must see TV. You know, I don't know. We're off and running. We're gonna have to see. You know, do they win the second round? Do they win the conference finals? Listen, Kevin Durant's gonna keep you in every series. Kevin Durant and I don't know Harden well enough yet. I know Kevin Durant a little bit. I watched him for 6 games.
That's really funny.
I don't know Harden yet. Really
funny. We did this podcast for 4 years, and you hated Kevin Durant.
Right.
You hated Kyrie Irving.
Right.
And you hated James Harden, and they're all on your team. It's unbelievable.
The only one I don't hate right now is Durant. I just love watching Durant. Kyrie, whatever. And Harden, I don't know yet, but I don't like him. I mean, I've never liked Harden.
I think it's going to be fun. I'm excited. I'm really excited. The NBA is at a rough start. I'm excited about this trade.
So your Boston Celtics are the best team in the Eastern Conference.
They have no players. Celtics have COVID.
Everyone's COVID.
Everybody's got COVID. Tatum is in the protocol. I can't even...
But they're 7-3. They're talking about the NBA taking a pause or decided not to pause it.
Not to pause it. They had this meeting yesterday. They changed their protocols.
Right.
Made it very strict. No hugging. No visitors in the hotel room.
Yeah.
A lot of weird stuff going on. And honestly, the players seem like they're miserable. The players don't like the new rules. They hated the bubble. But this is worse because now they're traveling. They have to go on the plane.
They
can't leave their hotel room.
I need the fans back. We need these vaccines to get out there. We got to have Barclays Center. Maybe these tickets would be.
Can you
imagine if there were fans?
Yes.
These tickets would be. Crazy. Oh my God.
Yep. The NBA needs to play 70 games to get paid by their local TV.
They're going to do it. And maybe they'll bubble
and
up in the playoffs.
It might be a disaster, but they're going to get through it. And then next year, they're going to start the season on time. That's all they need. They've realized that starting the season in December. And last year, the finals in October, they got crushed. Their ratings were terrible, and they lost a lot of money. They're not doing it anymore. They finished the season in June, and they have no choice. They're going to power through this as much as they can. They get 70 games in. And honestly, the basketball, Mitch, I love the NBA. The basketball's been crap. I turned the TV on two nights with NBA TV. It's like their crunch time. They showed the scores. There were 5 games going, and 4 of them were 20-point blowouts. Every game is a 30-point raping. It's not been very good basketball.
Top 4 in the East, Celtics, Bucks, Sixers, Pacers. Celtics, you said, Bucks have looked good. Sixers have looked much improved, and now they didn't make
a
move. And the Pacers got better. Let me give you the top 4 in the West. The Lakers, a surprising Jazz team. The Clippers and the Phoenix Suns.
So they got good blood there. The Lakers, Mitch, they're just 9-3. They look so good.
LeBron James last night against
this is ridiculous.
Against Harden, he shot a 3. He bet Dennis Schroeder $100 that he would do this. So then he shot a 3, turned around. Steph Curry was yapping it up with the bench, and then it went in. So it was really embarrassing.
The Lakers are dominating again.
Yeah.
And they gotten better from last year.
Yeah, but well, we're gonna see what happens with the Nets. Anyway.
Take us home. I can't even breathe.
Yeah. Like Kyrie Irving, with any form of communication, I don't wanna be here.
TKS Capital Solutions.